Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Tummy Safe Program. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Jenna Schilling, Mississippi State University Extension Service Associate. Dr. Schilling is the coordinator of the Tummy Safe Program throughout Mississippi. So Jenna, what is Tummy Safe?
Tummy Safe is a food safety program for child care providers in Mississippi that is offered through the MSU Extension Offices. Food manager certification is required for licensure of a child care facility in Mississippi. Tummy Safe was specifically created for child care providers through a USDA grant back in 2004. Most food managers training is intended for restaurants and include topics like checking the quality of your fresh fish or maintaining a walk-in refrigerator. Many of these topics were not acceptable for child care centers, and topics that child care centers needed, such as diaper handling or former and breast milk storage, were not included. Since children are at a high risk for foodborne illness, and a sick child means a parent absent from work, lost wages, and doctor expenses, everyone needs child care providers to be at the top of their game in preventing foodborne illness.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Now, is this only for places like daycare centers?
Yes, but I have had unlicensed providers and babysitters take the course to improve their own personal knowledge.
All right, well, that's good to know. I'm sure it does increase their knowledge and credibility. Where could a child care provider find out about this Tummy Safe program?
The MSUCares.com webpage has our information, and you can order right from the webpage with a credit card. You visit www.msucares.com/tummysafe. That's www.msucares.com/tummysafe. There's no space there. The maroon box on the left is for the curriculum, and the maroon box on the right is for the exam. The curriculum is $25 for three people, and the exam is $100 per person.
Now, how many contact hours can a child care provider earn by completing the Tummy Safe program?
Providers earn 6 contact hours by completing the Tummy Safe curriculum. The course is offered online and very rarely in a traditional classroom setting. People's time is just so valuable these days that traditional classes are a rare event. Most people prefer the convenience of being able to log in and out of the online course as they need to. Also, I've partnered with the Center for Continuing Education, which allows enrollment to Tummy Safe to be automatic. A child care provider can purchase the access and enrollment to Tummy Safe and begin their course 24/7. You would be surprised at how many late night enrollments there are. Of course, the exam will always be in person at our county extension offices.
Now, you mentioned an exam. Is the child care provider certified after finishing the curriculum?
No, they must sit for the exam. They can order the exam at our webpage. Once they pay for the exam, the proctor in their county extension office will call them to set up an exam date and time, and 80% is required for that certification.
All right, and is this a difficult exam?
I'm asked that a lot, and honestly, it is not a difficult exam. It's designed just to let a provider show what they know. It's not tricky or hard. Most child care providers do very well if they finish the curriculum.
Now, how long is the certification good for?
The certification is good for 5 years. To recertify, you basically start over, retake the course, and take the exam again.
And a lot of people take this just for the hours. Is this correct?
It is. I'll often have a child care director call me and add, say, 9 of her classroom teachers just to get the contact hours because they don't need the certification. So that happens quite a bit.
And another good thing about this is they can log in anywhere, right?
They can. They're not tied to one specific computer or device. As a matter of fact, a lot of teachers will tell me they'll do their Tummy Safe during nap time because they can log in and out. So if a child gets up and needs them, they just simply log out. And when they return to Tummy Safe, say the next day at nap time, it's exactly where they left off.
Okay. And there certainly are a lot of things that you can learn from these programs, too, that can help you in the future. So where can we go for more information about the Tummy Safe program?
The best place is the MSUCares.com/TummySafe webpage. That's MSUCares.com/TummySafe. MSUCares.com/TummySafe. TUMMYSAFE.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Jenna Schilling, Mississippi State University Extension Service Associate and Coordinator of the Tummy Safe Program. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.